Hello children, how are you all? Today again it is time for three stories in one episode. First story is about a monkey. Pinto was a mischievous monkey. He was always very playful. He was also shooting troubles. Once the pack of monkeys in which Pinto was a member wandered into a nearby village. A group of lumberjacks were cutting big pieces of wood from the logs. Pinto watched this with wonder at the ease with which the lumberjacks split large wooden logs. He was observing their work. When a lumberjack had inserted a wedge to split a log, bell rang to indicate their lunchtime. The lumberjacks set aside their work and went away for their lunch. Pinto ran to the log with the wedge stuck deep inside. His curiosity increased. He left his hand inside the split end and tried to pull the log apart. Nothing happened. So Pinto decided to pull out the wedge and see what happened. In his anxiety, Pinto did not notice that he was sitting across the log and that his tail was wagging in the split of the log. The moment Pinto pulled out the wedge, the log snapped close at once. Poor Pinto's tail got caught in the split. However he tried, Pinto could not release his tail. Finally, Pinto alone got away, but his tail got cut and stayed in the split of the log. Pinto was turned tailless. Moral of the story is, carelessness leads to loss. Now, the second story is about a lion and a wise rabbit. There was a cruel lion in the forest. He was very greedy too. He tortured other animals because he was mighty. The animals could no longer bear his torture that they came to the lion and pleaded, "O Lord of the jungle, we humbly request you consider out our request. We are willing to offer one animal a day for you. Please accept and leave us in peace." The lion also accepted this agreement. From then on, one animal was sent to the lion. Once, it was the turn of a rabbit. That was a wise rabbit. He started to cook a plan on his way to the lion's den. The rabbit was late to reach the lion. The lion roared in anger. "You tiny fool, how long should I wait for your arrival? I'm terribly hungry. Tell me, what made you late?" The rabbit said in a feeble voice, "Your Majesty, I was coming to your palace. On the way, I was pulled by another lion. I had to plead with him to spare me." The lion got angry and roared louder. "What? Another lion in my forest? Show me." The rabbit led the lion to a deep ruined well. Once there, the rabbit said, "Have a peep, my lord." The lion peeped into the well and mistook his reflection for another lion. He roared and it echoed. In his fury, the lion jumped into the well. That ended the life of a cruel king. Moral: wickedness can be ended by wisdom. Now, the third story. It is very peculiar story. A bird with two heads. Once there lived an unusual bird with two heads. It was a real wonder to look at the bird flying, and it was even more wondrous to watch it eat. The bird had the habit of eating delicious food with his right head and ordinary food with his left head. One day, the left head asked the right head, "Dear right head, why can't you spare some delicious meal for me to swallow? I too want to taste delicacy." The right head replied, "What is the point, left head? All food is going only to one stomach. You just eat ordinary things." The left head turned very sad. It was a drought season. Food was very rare. There were no animals at sight. The bird saw a wild tree with some fruits. He flew there. The left head sensed that the fruit was poisonous. The right head was feeling just the hunger. It was about to eat the fruit, but the left head stopped it and said, "Stop, right head, you will kill us. This fruit is poisonous. Look below the tree. You will find bones of many animals." The right head looked down to witness the truth. From then on, the right head gave equal chance for the left head also in all things. Moral of the story is, everyone should be given equal chance. Everyone should be treated as equal. So, children, these were the three stories. How did you like them? Next week, again, I'll bring some more stories, interesting stories, and read it to you. Till then, please take care and ta-ta, bye-bye.